Blog Talk Radio.
You know, I had a very bad life. If anyone tells otherwise, they haven't lived it. While the struggle and limitations and not seeing my dream, years going for my dream, and bad jobs and not getting hired or taken seriously, with my as a person, not finding love and poverty throughout my life, but still aspiring. I had some successes, you know, one of them was stay alive. Came across some of the most, I feel, most, the sickest, perhaps the most dangerous people I ever came across. This is the one reason why my aspirations, I'm not a psychologist. I did get a BA in psychology, but a lot of people get BA in psychology and don't be psychologists. I lost interest in working with clinical mental health because of my experience with crazy people on my nearby apartment buildings. As I mentioned in previous broadcasts, and what's going on now the last several years at my home now. I've been targeted by very sick criminals who targeted me for nearly two decades condo. They think it's a lot of money that they're not going to move into or get because of jealousy. Two decades. I count the 17 and a half plus 2 years I lived there. So it's 2002. Yeah, it's about 20 years. I don't even know them. I lived there 2 years, and I suffered an atrocity of dealing with one of the crazies who banged on my window several times. I filed restraining orders and stuff. I tried to put the person in jail. The person was a very crazy person living in Unit 22. Same person and his girlfriend then followed me 20 years. And even now, over my condo. That's exactly why I can't work with no mentally ill people. I can't work with no one who's not sane. Okay. My observation is that some people with mental health diagnoses are dangerous. Most are not. So I had a diagnosis of PTSD, but I'm not dangerous. But most are not. But the ones I came across were so dangerous, it was impossible for me to consider a career. But the other situation is it was impossible for me in my personal life. I cannot hang around with someone with a severe who's not well. I can't hang around with a criminal. That's one thing. But I can't hang around with a very sick person mentally. If they're unstable and they're sick, I can't hang around them. I've got severe schizophrenia. I don't hang around with alcoholics either because of the experiences of or drug addicts, which is why, you know, I have some really bad experiences with drug substance abuse users and criminals with, and I make sure I don't have that in my personal life. But I also can't hang out with no unstable, someone with severe mental illness problem. I can't. Because I don't want to see my life get even worse or a tragic situation where I get killed or something or robbed or something. So I have too many extreme situations. Particularly in some parts of my own family, when growing up, which I don't have nothing to do with. My father's side, I don't want nothing to do with. I don't have a single in parts of my mother's side. I had so many bad experiences. And I say that reluctantly because my life has been too restrictive, too many limitations. I mean, it wasn't just the homeless and the struggle for the dream. those other aspects. It was so limiting. There's so much struggle, even now, that I sometimes say, why is life as unfair to me? I'm a good person. Then I realized I had to stay positive. It would have been easy for me to give up and say, okay, I'm going to just end it all, but I can't do that. I had to continue to live because I only got one life to live. I can't let a deranged human being stop me from pursuing my goals and living. But for 2 decades, I dealt with one of some of the most craziest and most deranged. It also includes someone, another street. I won't mention the streets because I did mention them in previous podcasts. It's unfortunate. It's really tragic. You can say 22 decades being stalked by somebody for 2 decades over a little condo because they think it's a lot of money or because of jealousy. The celebrity situation, maybe they think I'm going to be a celebrity because I got my music out. Well, that's another thing. I don't know what they're waiting for. 2 decades, because they have nothing to look forward to. I make sure that I stay away from people like that. There's other people at the San Fernando Center where I did work in psychology who comes over to my condo hoping that I go and work at a mental health clinic or stuff because I achieved some success in academia. I can't do that. I didn't come out to L.A. to do that. I came out to be an entertainer. I do have other things to fall back on, but it was not being a psychologist. They outside now. They don't want to see me succeed. Some of them are really people I would not want to hang around with to begin with. They think they're living in Kansas or some Arizona. They don't even realize it's Hollywood. It's so many artists and so on. I'm not one of them. They're not aware of the reality of the situation, the area, in more ways than one. It shows the illness. I keep away from mentally ill people in my personal life. Severe, low-functioning mentally ill people I had to keep away. They may be capable of crime. They may try to harm me. I don't hang out with people like that. Do drugs, alcohol, have a criminal background looking for a victim. It was because they were jealous. They were simply jealous of me. And they trying to undermine, trying to say, oh, I can't make it. Music, give up. They want me. This is what they try to spread false rumors about me, saying I'm not well enough. I can't, be in the industry. You know, I should play ping pong or something. I mean, they're out of touch with reality. I'm a doctorate. I'm not going to go on a psychosocial club and do whatever. There's nothing wrong with it, you know. I'm not going to work with San Fernando Mental Health Center, and they can't accept it. They got their low function or they're dangerous. Some of them said they had a criminal record. I don't want to hang out with people like that. They have severe schizophrenia or manic depression or something and can't move on. Some of these people said they're homeless. I'm not letting no homeless into my home. That's what happens when you have a dream. It happens to a lot of people in the Hollywood area. They have a dream, hopeful. They see their dreams being targeted all the time by jealous individuals. These individuals, as I mentioned, I said in podcasts, that they try to use my songs to commit fraud, but I think they're doing it to press my buttons. As I said, they're a hater. They're just a typical hater. See, they don't like me own this or that. They're jealous, and they try to press my buttons to hurt me. But as I said, I'm not hanging out with no low-functioning person or some dangerous ex-con or criminal, not to mention a cocaine user or someone sleeping on the street looking for a victim. I hope that entrapment law happens because some of these homeless people are not safe. And some of these same people are from that street back in 2002. Heard that I had a home and I did not tell them and thought I was the right victim to take down. Still look at me as the victim to manipulate, to rob, or probably to eventually try to kill. I have told the LAPD this several times why haven't the system have done anything to lock these people up or keep them away from everyday life people like me who really want to do the right thing. I don't know. They should not be hanging out at the San Fernando Center or any center, even though I don't want to work there or be a part of the L.A. County Mental Health Center anymore because of the bad experiences as well as the employment practices. I still, as a concerned citizen, hope that they don't have dangerous people there trying to manipulate other people and hurt other people. But unfortunately, they do at that center, that cornerstone, whatever. In my building, it was a similar situation that I could not believe I was attracted. I had a very horrible life. It was too horrible. I had somebody who think targeted me because of my race and think they have a right to trespass and look at my home. Again, these allegations. I believe they perhaps might. They may likely do committing a misdemeanor by trying to look in my home. These same individuals in my building who got mental problems, don't know how to mind their business. If they don't know how to mind their business, they simply got a mental problem. They're dangerous. And these other and the same people from that street still think I don't got mental problems, don't think I own a home and so on. So I had told the LAPD about my building. It's not safe with these individuals near me as well as the people from that street. So I look at it in 2002, 2003. They can't move on for 20 years. How bad my life is that I attracted people or circumstances that I had no idea that I was attracting to, because I have no attraction. While I was here, then I found out through my family that people from Buffalo may have came out here, and they have not told me or so on. I have to keep away from them too. I don't want to attract people. Some of them were up to no good from family or from my hometown. I don't want nothing to do with them. Now, I'm going to differentiate what I mean. I had, first of all, I dealt with a very bad, horrific situation living next door to a sick, crazy person on Bose or whatever, on Landale or whatever, for 2 decades, jealous because I own the home. Two, I have dealt with people in my building, a sick, crazy person who thought there was who did not respect my boundaries and targeting me for racism. And some of this is just still probable cause, but that's what I dealt with. I dealt with a horrible situation in my building currently. Okay? Now, three, at the same time, I put my videos on and I got the celebrity stuff. I'm not a celebrity. You know, I didn't reach celebrity. I didn't become a big, big star, but I'm aspiring. I think this has something to do with it. I found out through my family that people from my hometown were coming out here. I haven't seen in a very, very long time. Years, decades. And they up to no good. They involve in things, parts of my family. You know, I don't want nothing to do with them either. So, and they got angry. And you know, that's not good for me to go through this horrible situation. So, about line is that what I need to do is in my personal life keep away from very sick, unstable, low functioning people. I'm not letting no homeless people into my home. I had to keep safe, learn. I had to get LPD and other resources the best I can to keep these crazy people from those Landonville Street who keep coming here 2 decades. They haven't got their life together. They haven't got a home. I don't know what they're doing. I wish them the best of luck because they lost 20 years of their life. It's not worth it. And they really want me to be unemployed, and they tried very hard to make me unemployed and do all kinds of horrible things to me. But no reason, because of the false allegations that I did something to them and I did not. They are very dangerous and sick. Not to mention other ulterior motives that they're trying to press my buttons, trying to get me to be sick like them with these delusional, dark, evil fantasies of putting me in the hospital before I can lose my own. That's not going to happen. But I realize that I will be okay. How hard it is to be a good person in the society. I'm not someone who will tolerate any evil situation. I'm not somebody they can mess with either. And they keep doing it for 2 decades. If a mental hospital psychiatrist can ever come in to check these people, I hope so. It could take a toll on someone's mental health, I realize. And at first, I didn't understand why people who are that sick and dangerous would target me for over a long period of time. I just didn't get it. They love to, they think I'm sensitive and they can press a button. They're setting themselves for a big fall because they mess with the wrong person. I can't hang out while my professional life has changed forever. I can't hang out in my personal life with any deranged or very sick person. They live on the street. I hope that I'm, you know, they're dangerous. I hope the entrapment law is passed. I hope they have the racial law. So some of this is racial because they think I'm an ugly black person. And that's why I think some of it was call me the N-word and use racial slurs for their racism. And that's, you know, that's horrendous, especially in California where this area do not tolerate racism. But I think I've been targeted since I'm the only black person on the home in this building. This building should be investigated. Or people don't know how to live in this country or whatever. So those are 3 situations that I told you. I told you I dealt with some very deranged human beings who are very sick and so demented. It's a scar on my psyche that I will never forget for the rest of my life, to stay away from that type forever and to keep safe from Volsalina for 2 decades simply because they've had a lot of money. 2, I dealt with the individuals in my building, who were saying things about true harassment, looking at my home, targeting me for racism, so for no reason. And among all this, they were saying they stole my song. We will see, because it's fraud or whatever. I don't want to talk about that, but that's another horrific experience I experienced. 3, people from my hometown and so on. I don't know why they have not. The real sick and deranged and dangerous thing that came out of this is that they didn't talk to me directly. They just come around the car, drive around the car, sit out there all the time, which is dangerous. And 4, clients from the San Fernando Mental Health Center, Cornerstone, Wellness. I don't know why they keep coming. They were angry at me because I don't want to be a therapist or a supervisor. That's sick. I don't want to hang out with them. I haven't seen them in a long time. Again, they have mental health, mental depression. I don't hang out with people in my personal life who are not well or who are deranged or dangerous. Negative situation, negative consequences. It always is the case. I want to hang out with positive situation, positive consequences. It's okay to drink, but for me, I can't hang out with no alcoholic, drug addict, or no ex-con, or someone who's going to try to undermine my potential, my progress. So severe mentally ill person looking at me as the person to take down. Really, the underlying motives, they're jealous. They don't like me trying to aspire. I have something they don't have, and they want to take my dreams away to make themselves feel good. That's what haters do. They want to take my dreams away for selfish motives. They can't get off their ass, take care of themselves. Their lives are, their days are forfeit, and they want to forfeit mine. And I can't let that happen. It happens to always to people who aspire, who have dreams. They come across the haters. But I experienced the haters in such an extreme way. Maybe because of the online, the social media, all the, I ain't that famous. I don't even understand why. If I was Taylor Swift, then I would understand. If I reached that level, which that was my, that still is my aspirations. If I reached the level of a star like Justin Bieber or Brad Pitt or somebody like that who reached extreme stardom, unfortunately, then I would understand. I would be in a situation, yeah, that comes with territory. Make track crazy people or deranged people. I don't get it. I'm not that famous at all. In fact, I don't feel famous at all. I am at a professional level,
making money from it. Anytime you make a little bit of money, I'm not making that much money from my indie label, let me tell you. I don't think, you know. I am aspiring to get to the next level, and I'm going to be fine to continue to create because I write and do videos. I have so many gifts, and I will not give up on my dream. But they look at me to target and destroy me for their self-centered, evil, deranged motives. Because it's something they don't have, and they refuse to work for it or get it illegally. So they want to look at me as the one to take down. And that's not fair. That's evil. That's a monster. I'm dealing with the monsters. So I would be okay. One day at a time. I'm not going to give up on my dream. I'm going to stay healthy mentally because it could take a toll mentally. And I'm going to be fine because I survived this time. I did reach some stardom. And I'm going to be okay because my name is Death Knight.